Well, Laura Bechtelsheimer joins me on the line now, having secured two medals during the Olympic Games, winning gold in the team dressage and picking up a bronze in the individual event. Laura, first of all, it might seem obvious though, but how does it feel to be an Olympic champion?
I'm pretty thrilled, to be honest. It hasn't quite sunk in yet, I don't think.
And you took the bronze in the individual event. How great was that feeling, especially that considering that Charlotte Dujardin also took the gold?
It was, you know, it was groundbreaking for the sport of dressage in this country. You know, to have two British riders on the podium was fantastic, and you know, for anyone to get gold for it, you know. I think all three of my teammates wanted it to be a Brit, whoever it was, so it was fantastic that Charlotte won the gold, and I was absolutely ecstatic to be able to take away an individual medal as well, so I was very happy with the bronze.
And what about the support in the crowd that day? How good were the fans for Team GB?
Oh, the fans were incredible. I mean, it's not often that you get to ride in front of 25,000 people, and our horses thankfully dealt with it very well, despite the electric atmosphere in there. And you know, during a ride you could feel that the crowd were on the edge of their seats, desperate to clap, and as soon as you finished your test it was just an absolute eruption of noise. And I think you know, the support of the crowd, and also of all the volunteers, and you know, we had all the soldiers as the security at our venue in Greenwich. It was it was so buzzing. It was such a positive atmosphere, and I think they really did carry us to produce the goods to get that gold medal that we were expected to get.
I mean, sometimes the support of fans can go two ways, can't it? It can either make you more nervous or it can help you do a better job. Obviously, it helped you and Charlotte do a better job in your cases.
Yeah, I think, you know, we were all ready for it. We were really well prepared. We got a super backup team behind us with all the UK sport and the lottery funding, and obviously Visa's put an awful lot into preparing the athletes. And I think, you know, as a British athlete, you did just feel extremely supported and extremely carried from start to finish, and you know, which definitely did put us in a good position to rise to the occasion and to do our job.
And I was going to say, how vital has the Visa support been to yourself and all of Team GB over the past 4 years?
I think Visa's played a huge part in making us feel like one whole team. You know, you're taking hundreds of athletes from different backgrounds, from different disciplines, from different sports, different ages, you know, all different shapes and sizes, and to stick them all together and say, right, you're now one team, is quite a difficult task. It sounds good in theory, but, you know, in practice, it's not necessarily the case that will work out. And I really think that if you ask any GB athlete, they will say that absolutely it has felt exactly that. And, you know, some of us have had the chance to go and watch other disciplines or other sports, and as soon as you go in your team kit, you just feel like you're all part of one thing, and I think Visa's been integral to that.
And what does the equestrian team's performance say about the improvement of the sport in recent years? Is it, it's not just down to you know, being supported through sponsorship, but also the amount of work that you put in?
Absolutely, you know, we've all put a lot of work into our horses. Carl, Charlotte, and I all have ridden our horses for a long time. You know, a lot of work goes in that. Also, our home teams, you know, from our grooms, the guys who work on the stables with us that help make us look after our horses to the best of our abilities. They all play a part and they all share in the glory of that gold medal. So no, it's been a huge team effort, and it's, you know, obviously hours and hours of work goes into running a yard and making horses perform at that level, and for them to be able to perform that well in front of a home crowd and with that buzzing atmosphere takes years of building up a partnership with that horse.
And overall, what have you made of London 2012 as an experience for yourself and Charlotte and the rest of the team?
It's been absolutely amazing. I you know, being part of such a big team and being part of such an incredibly energetic vibe has been amazing. You know, like I mentioned already, like the volunteers and soldiers and all that sort of stuff. I you know, even speaking to people from other nations, I haven't heard one negative word. It's, you know, the last night I spent the night in the village, and I'm staying in the village until after closing ceremony, and it's just buzzing. It's an absolutely awesome atmosphere, and I think the London 2012 Olympics have exceeded everybody's expectations as far as I can make out.
And as you say, there was a little bit of negativity at first, but I suppose that is a little bit of a Brit thing, isn't it? But it has gone swimmingly so far.
Yeah, I mean, touch wood, I hope just this last the last 24 hours go as well, and that we finish with a bang with the closing ceremony, because I think all the people who've put years of work into these games running like this deserve to have it all finish off smoothly and well, because, like I said, I think so many people are commenting how amazing it's been, how smoothly everything's run, how everyone's helpful and friendly, you know, from athletes to people working around the parks and everything. It's just everyone's smiling. Everyone feels like they're part of something bigger, and I think that's what the Olympic spirit's all about.